Thomas Cole was the founder of the Hudson River School of Painting, the mid-19th century American art movement of landscape paintings with an aesthetic vision influenced by Romanticism. The Thomas Cole Historic Site in Catskill, New York, has a new exhibition entitled Master, Mentor, Master, Thomas Cole and Frederick Church, which is on view now and will be until November 2nd, 2014. They are also running a capital campaign to bring back one of the few known architectural creations of Thomas Cole, his new studio. Here to tell us more, we welcome Betsy Jacks, director at Thomas Cole Historic Site. And is it Kate Mencinari?
Mencinari.
Mencinari. You told me. I forgot. And now I have been corrected dutifully. Thank you. Mencinari, and you are the site's curator, and it's a pleasure to have you on this program. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome, and welcome back, Betsy. So let's talk about the exhibition first. How did this all come to be?
Well, we feel like in many ways this is the most important show or the most obvious show that we could do, because I think of all the momentous events that took place in the Thomas Cole House, perhaps the most influential was the day that Frederick Church arrived, and he was only 18, and from this he learned landscape painting, and it had a tremendous impact on American art. So this is the story that the exhibition will tell.
So how do you tell that in an exhibition? How do you tell that story in an exhibition?
Well, we show the paintings of Frederick Church when he was this young, up-and-coming, very talented artist, and a few of the paintings of Thomas Cole at the same time, and you can see the influence, and you can see this really this young genius Frederick Church developing from his early sketches and paintings, where he's doing these paintings right on site that are, you know, he's tentative and he's just learning, and by the end of his couple years with Thomas Cole, his paintings are absolutely masterpieces.
Kate, a curator once told me that you can't tell anything from a title of an exhibition. So I look at master, mentor, master, and I think, well, there has to be meaning to that.
Certainly. And John Wilmerdine, of course, is the curator, the lead curator for this exhibition, and he came up with that. And it's, you know, in honor of the fact that, you know, Cole was thought to be a master, and then he took on and mentored Church, who then went on to become one of the most important painters of the 19th century.
And that is illustrated within the context of that progression in the exhibit.
Yeah, the exhibition is really, I mean, it's so interesting to see the early works that Church was doing, and to see the affinities between Church and Cole, you know. Church was very honored that Cole accepted him as a student, and in his letter to him, he said, "I've seldom felt more sincere joy than I experienced when I learned of your favorable reply." And, you know, we can just kind of imagine them traveling together, Catskills Peaks and the waterways and throughout the area. And it's exciting to see through this exhibition, you know, the things that they shared, the aesthetics and the passions that they shared, but also it begins to, through the paintings, you can begin to see how they were different from each other.
And this is a student-teacher arrangement that evolves into a lifelong friendship.
Yes, yes.
Actually, and that's fascinating.
It is. It was, Daniel Wadsworth wrote to Cole and said, "Would you please take on this promising young artist, Frederick Church?" And he accepted. And Church studied with Cole for 2 years, 1844 to 1846. Cole passed away in 1848. So their literal time together was short, but Church maintained connections with his family and with the Catskills through the rest of his life. And, of course, in 1860-61, came back and bought the property directly across from Cole's Cedar Grove that became Alana, and built his home and his life right there across the river.
And those areas are depicted in some of the early work by Church that is shown.
They did, you know, we can imagine them traveling together, Catskills Peaks and the waterways, Catskill Creek, and yeah, a lot of views right there. There's one early sketch that we think was made right off the porch of Cole's house. The Catskill Mountain House can be seen in it, and Catterskill Round Top and the different peaks there.
I think it's fascinating to see what not only the evolution of an artist from their very beginnings, but also in that of a mentor, and what and to visually see what impact they had on really on one another ultimately, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I think so. And it's interesting to think about how, I think Church certainly was following Cole's lead and influenced by the things that he was passionate about, going out onto these locations with him. But I think also, certainly one could imagine that Church being there would have influenced Cole in the way he was thinking about things as well. But that's a whole other exhibition to make and research, I think.
Well, you get to do that.
But there was a lifelong connection. And, in the exhibition, there are some really stunning paintings. July Sunset features the Catskill Mountains and Catskill Creek. And right off to the side is young Thetty Cole, Thomas Cole's son. And there's another painting that we're really excited about as well, seen on Catskill Creek, another stunning glowing painting of the Catskills, and alongside it we have the original sketch that Church made for that painting, and it again features the people who went out in the field with him that day, which would have been Thetty and his dog Tiger. And they are in the sketch, and it's very charming. But to see the sketch alongside the finished easel painting is really quite remarkable and exciting. I've never seen them together, so to see them side by side is extraordinary.
When, and Betsy, when you think about this, obviously this relationship, but you also, you're looking at Cole as well. And I mentioned the project that you have underway, this major project. Tell us how this came about and the opportunities and what you hope ultimately to develop from it.
Well, it was really fortuitous. John Wilmerding, who is the who was the deputy director of the National Gallery of Art, who is a real authority on these on Thomas Cole and Frederick Church, took an interest in this relationship between the two artists, and we convinced him to come and do a show with us. And I think one of the things that we hope will come about from it is that people will learn of the connection between the Thomas Cole House and Olana, which are only 2 miles apart. And sometimes people don't realize how close they are, not only physically, but how close their stories are interlinked. And this story about how Frederick Church first came to the Hudson Valley to study with Cole as a young man, that story is not really out there as much as we think it should be. It's kind of the story of how America's first art movement started in the Hudson Valley, was because these two artists landed here. And Church came because he wanted to study with Cole, and then years later built Olana. He could have built his home anywhere in the world, but he chose to put it right there, 2 miles from Thomas Cole's home. So that's the story, that the connecting the two sites, the Thomas Cole site and the Frederick Church home, Olana. We'd like to forge an even closer connection between the two.
So what needs to be done? What work lies ahead for you?
Well,
once you get the money. Okay, well, let's forget about the money. There's always the money, but then what?
Well, if you're talking about our new building project.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so yes, we actually have raised about 80% of the money. So we're in the home stretch, and we are planning to break ground on this building in this summer. And then this building, well, it serves two purposes. It's going to be a recreation of Thomas Cole's studio that he designed, and it was his kind of dream studio. It's this beautiful Italianate structure, and it's going to be an absolutely beautiful presence at the Thomas Cole Historic Site. But also, because we can build it from scratch, we're making the inside as modern in a secret way. It's going to have perfect temperature and humidity control so that we can put paintings in it. And that's sort of the ironic thing, of course, is that here we are, the Thomas Cole National Historic Site, and we don't have the appropriate climate for paintings, but we will. And that's, this building will provide that.
And the overall, the placement of it will be where?
It's really just a couple hundred yards from Thomas Cole's house.
Okay.
So if you walk out the front door of the main house and look straight ahead across the flower gardens, there it will be.
Wonderful. Well, a lot of work and a lot of good stuff going on. And so what are you doing as far as this ultimate campaign, 80%? And then so your time frame is what?
We plan to build it, start this summer, be done in about a year. And so we invite everyone to come over and watch it rise from the ashes, as it were.
So this time next year, we'll be talking about it.
This time next year, hopefully, we'll open the door. We'll have a big party. I'll hand out the champagne.
And all will be right with the world, right?
That's it.
Excellent. There is a lot going on and wonderful information, and you can be found. It's thomascole.org, thomascole.org. And you can find out more information about the project, as well as the wonderful new exhibit, Master, Thomas Cole and Frederick Church, on view through November 2nd. And
may I mention that there's a talk that the curator is going to give on May the 18th. That's a Sunday. And it's going to be free. And we'd like everyone to come. John Wilmerding will be giving a talk on Sunday, May the 18th.
May 18th, and it is a Sunday, and you can find out more information by going to thomascole.org. Betsy and Kate, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure, a delight to have you with us, and we wish you a wonderful season this year and look forward to having you back.
Thanks. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.